From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting more decisions on the migrant crisis. The United States said Thursday it will accept at least 10,000 Syrian refugees in the coming year. A White House spokesman says the U.S. will also increase its humanitarian assistance for those fleeing the violence in Syria. Meanwhile, the European Parliament overwhelmingly voted to support a call by European Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker for country-by-country mandatory refugee quotas over the next 2 years. Romania rejected the quota plan, saying there was no way it would agree to take in as many asylum seekers as Juncker wants. Rebels killed 56 Syrian soldiers in an assault on a government airbase in Idlib province. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the soldiers were either killed during the capture of the base or afterward. The observatory said 40 soldiers were taken prisoner. Dozens are missing. China's foreign minister says his government is looking into reported kidnapping of a Chinese national by Islamic State militants. The comment came a day after the militant group published photos of two men and demanded an unspecified ransom for their release. It identified them as 50-year-old Fan Jinghui of China and 48-year-old Ole Johan Grimsgard Ofstad of Norway. The report did not say when the hostages were captured or where they are being held. The fossilized bones of 15 members of an ancient species believed related to humans have been discovered in a cave in South Africa. The hominid, described as a new species of human, has been named the Homo Nautilidae after the Rising Star Cave, where the bones were found. This is VOA News. Heavy rains in already drenched areas of central and northern Japan caused major flooding Thursday. Tens of thousands of people were forced to evacuate. The worst-hit area was the city of Joso, where water overflowed the banks of the Kinugawa River. The floodwaters swept away houses. In the buildings that remained, people climbed to balconies and rooftops seeking help. A new political survey in the U.S. shows Democrat socialist Bernie Sanders edging ahead of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in Iowa, the Midwestern state where voters will begin the process of selecting the party's 2016 presidential nominee. A Quinnipiac University poll released Thursday indicates Sanders is supported by 41% of the state's Democrats, 40% for Clinton. There's been a second day of protests in London against the visit of Israel's prime minister. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Stop bombing Israel!
Protests against Netanyahu's visit continued in London Thursday as demonstrators blocked trucks delivering supplies to an arms fair. On Downing Street, British Prime Minister David Cameron offered his support to Israel before talks with Netanyahu.
Britain remains staunch in our defence of Israel's right to exist and right to defend itself. We also remain thoroughly committed to the two-state solution and the peace process.
Netanyahu said he was ready to resume unconditional, direct negotiations with the Palestinians, but security topped the Israeli Prime Minister's agenda. Henry Ridgewell, London.
A spokesman for the political party of former Ivory Coast President Laurent Gbagbo says he will try to make sure an October 25th election does not take place. Boubacar Kone told VOA the people of Ivory Coast have already begun organizing protests against the election. A new report by the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, says the majority of Nigerian children suffer violent abuse. Chris Stein reports.
The report's findings released Thursday paint a grim picture of children's lives in Nigeria. It says that 6 out of 10 children experience some form of violence before they turn 18, with half of them experiencing physical violence. Others are abused emotionally or sexually. The violence starts young. Over half of children were abused before the age of 11, and 1 in 10 were abused before they turned 5. President Muhammadu Buhari is expected to unveil the government's response to the UNICEF report next week. Chris Stein, Lagos.
Chinese Premier Li Keqiang said Thursday his country's economy is facing some difficulties, but he is confident it will not suffer what he called a hard landing. Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Dalian, China, Li cited a slowing worldwide economy as a challenge to China's growth. He expressed confidence China will meet its main economic goals. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.